interdependence of farms and rural communities with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. More and more farms and farm families are relying more heavily on their neighboring communities, not just for goods and services, but for off-farm jobs as well. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Many rural communities across America relied on natural resources such as agriculture to be their main, and in some instances, their sole driver of their economies for decades. But in recent years, more small towns have sought economic development through diversity, bringing in non-traditional natural resource jobs to the community. And with this development, some, such as American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman, have noticed a shift from the previous paradigm.
The watershed moment was about 4 years ago when we had an internal study group that was talking about the future of agriculture, and one of the resources they used was Tom Johnson, who's an agricultural economics professor at the University of Missouri, and he has said that, quote, farmers need rural communities more than rural communities need farmers.
Stallman says the reason for this belief is the growing importance of off-farm income for farm families.
Averaged across all farms, USDA's 2008 estimate says that 92.5% of total farm family income, that's across all farms, comes from off-farm sources.
Stallman says there are important keys to improve opportunities within rural communities for off-farm income.
One, enhancing the quality of life in rural America so future generations will want to remain on the farm. Two, dealing with the ever-growing challenges of producing food, fuel, and fiber as people from urban areas seeking a country lifestyle and who are often unfamiliar with the sounds, smells, and sights of modern production agriculture move out to the country. And then three, maintaining and improving our highways, our roads and bridges, our rails, locks and dams, and all of that other infrastructure that is necessary to keep businesses competitive and profitable.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.